But for them, it could have been worse. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Police hailing as heroes the two men who subdued a gunman in a Colorado Springs nightclub on Saturday.
Colorado Springs police identified the five people killed in the Saturday night incident, three men and two women. Mayor John Southers recognized Thomas James and Richard Fierro, the patrons who stopped the shooter.
And in my opinion, I think the opinion of everyone involved saved a lot of lives.
District Attorney Michael Allen says the shooter, Anderson Lee Aldrich, is in custody, but said where it may go, given that five people were killed.
The top end charges in this case, without a doubt, those charges will likely carry life in prison without parole.
Colorado abolished the death penalty in 2020.
It's Fox's Gernal Scott. In Savannah, Georgia, police have arrested 22-year-old Leilani Simon for the death of her son, who disappeared in October. Chatham County Police Chief Jeff Hadley says she's been charged with
malice murder, concealing the death of another person, false reporting, and making false statements in connection with the disappearance and death of her son, 20-month-old Quentin Simon.
Chief Hadley says the discovery of a human child's remains in a local landfill on Friday led to today's arrest. DNA testing now underway. No arrests yet in the murder of four University of Idaho students 9 days ago. A memorial service for one of the victims, 20-year-old Ethan Chapin, was held this afternoon in his hometown of Mount Vernon, Washington. NASA's moon mission has reached another milestone. The Orion space capsule is now in orbit around the moon as the first of two test flights for a planned 2025 moon landing continues. In Indonesia, there are now 162 people confirmed dead in the devastating earthquake that struck the country's main island of Java. With many buildings reduced to rubble, they fear that number will go higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
New intelligence information says ISIS, that is, and Al-Qaeda are growing again in Afghanistan and maybe making plans to attack the U.S. and its allies.
15 months after the U.S. pulled out of Afghanistan, there are signs Al-Qaeda and ISIS are regrouping there. General Haibatullah Alazai was the last commander of the Afghan army. He's now in exile, living in the United States. His warning follows a U.S. drone strike that killed Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri in Kabul last August, and a warning from FBI Director Chris Wray.
Our ability to gather valuable intelligence on the ground inside Afghanistan has been reduced. That's just a reality.
Afghan women like Nahid Farid, now in exile, the youngest woman elected to parliament at age 27, warned there are now about 4,500 ISIS fighters inside Afghanistan.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. There is a renewed threat of a nationwide freight rail strike. A union representing conductors rejecting the tentative agreement with the railroads, which the Biden administration had helped to hammer out. Seven of the 12 unions have approved the deal, but it needs to be unanimous to prevent a walkout in about 2 weeks. Wall Street closed lower on Monday. The Dow down 45 points. NASDAQ lost 121. The S&P 500 15 points lower. One of the country's more popular distillers is selling a dog toy maker to heal.
The Supreme Court is top dog when it comes to legal cases, and Monday the justices agreed to hear a dispute that pitched Jack Daniels against the maker of a dog toy that has the whiskey maker barking with anger. The chew toy parodies the Tennessee Sour Mash Old Number 7 bottle with similar font, but instead reading the old number 2 on your Tennessee carpet. The toy is part of a line of VIP products called Silly Squeakers that mimic popular liquor, beer, wine, and soda bottles. And make no bones about it, the case could set precedent for other parody products.
Fox's Tom Graham, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.